With MSO News Sports Now, we're talking with the St. John's Prep Hockey coach, Christian Hansen. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How you doing?
Good, Rick. Thank you for having me.
Oh, always great to have you, Coach. Thank you for taking the time. Since last we talked, a couple of weeks ago, a week and a half maybe, big win over Catholic Memorial down in an away game. And then since then, you've had an away game and a home game in your favor, beating Shrewsbury 7-2. And then getting contributions, it looks like, from everybody against MC. So, Coach, could you just kind of recap each of those two games and maybe what the ebb and flow was from your eyes, your standpoint?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So, although technically Malden Catholic on Sunday was a home game, it was still played in Canton at the Ice House as part of the Catholic Conference Showcase. So we were on the road both days, Marlboro on Wednesday, which, you know, obviously the challenge of getting on the bus and you know, kind of getting the bus legs out and getting out to a good start is always the focus when we're on the road. And, you know, we had a great first period. We held a significant shot advantage, 21-7 in shots, but we only got out of the period 1-1. We gave up a goal in the last 30 seconds of the period, which, you know, as a coach, you never want to see your team do that. But, you know, we responded quickly in the second. We built a 3-1 lead. They cut it to 3-2 on a power play, and then we had a great third period where we scored four unanswered and walked away with the 7-2 win. That was the first game on Wednesday in Marlboro.
Mm-hmm. And then let's see here, Malden Catholic after that 5-1.
Yes, correct. So that was Sunday in Canton at the Showcase. BC High played Xaverian. Catholic Memorial played St. John Shrewsbury, and we got matched up with MC. So, kind of more of the same. We got out to a 1-0 lead. We ended up giving up a goal to tie it at 1. And then kind of from that point in the second period, we're able to put a few goals together and build a 4-1 lead after 2. And then, the boys came out in the third at a really, strong third, just kind of suppressed any chances MC was going to get. And once we got the fifth goal in the third, it really kind of iced it for us. And just two really important wins for us, at the conference points. You know, and with power seedings this year, 3-goal wins are the max wins you can have. So we were able to get the 3-point max wins on both games.
You know, against Malden Catholic, I'm looking at the write-up here, and you guys said you had 5 different scorers, which has to be a pleasing to you. But you also had that one steady guy in there with Jake Vanna, 3 assists. So tell me a little bit more about that relationship among those guys and getting scoring from everybody.
Yeah, I mean, Jake, the past 2 games, Jake had 2 goals out at Shrewsbury and 2 assists, and then he followed it up with 3 more points against MC. So Jake's one of those kids that plays soccer in the fall, and you know, he's starting to find his game a little bit right now. It just takes him maybe a little longer to get his hockey legs back. So, but it's a good veteran group, and you know, they know what's at stake, and they just do a really nice job of, you know, making sure everybody stays focused and doesn't, you know, you don't want to have complacency creep in when you know you have talent. You know, sometimes complacency is what is a great equalizer. So we have good leadership.
Coach, it's interesting to hear you say that. You said that, I mean, you've been around for quite a while, especially at the prep. And is that something, I know they're high school kids, but there is such a reputation and such a culture, you know, at the prep in so many different areas. Is complacency something that you have to watch out for with these guys? Oh, not necessarily this team, but any team.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we watch out for. Given the success that we've had on the ice, you know, winning the state title last year and having a lot of kids back, multi-sport athletes who won state titles in lacrosse twice, soccer in the fall, you know, I think maybe when you have that much success, you can experience complacency and you kind of just get used to winning and you think it's going to come easy. So we are very fortunate to have kids in this team that understand that and guard against that. And, you know, the effort really game in, game out has been very strong.
Interesting. Really interesting. All right. Before we take a look at the upcoming game or games, the power rankings came out today, and I was just talking with Coach John Gardner over at Linfield and how he assesses them. And, you know, halfway through the season, they are what they are. How do you look at the rankings? Because Certainly, you know, they've got CM at the top, and you've already beat CM, but you're in second. You're used to being up there near the top. How important is that for you to keep an eyeball on that? Because you just mentioned the three-goal differential, and I'm sure you want to get a top seed, as high a seed as you can.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest benefit to finishing in the top four is you're guaranteed home ice until we go to neutral sites. So that's something that, you know, we're getting used to, because prior to that, we would always kind of play in the Super 8,
mm-hmm.
and the sites would be neutral. So now it really matters. You know, you could end up playing three home games before you have to go on the road in the semifinals. So, I mean, obviously as a coach, you're never looking that far ahead, because you'd be foolish to, but we also understand the benefit of a home game in the tournament. So if you finish in that top four, that you guarantee yourself the home ice advantage.
Well, I understand the concept of one game at a time. However, you know, you do have to prepare, and you have to look down the road. So I get that. Let's look down the road to Wednesday. As we tape this, it's Tuesday. And big game coming up against Zverian over at the Essex Sports Center.
Yeah, we have a huge week. You know, this week and next, and the past week, actually, just because
yeah.
this time of year it's heavy on Catholic Conference games. So we have Zverian tomorrow night, which will be a rematch of the finals last year. So we know they're going to come out really strong. They beat BCI on Sunday 1-0 at the showcase. They're playing well right now. And then on Sunday we have to go to UMass Boston and play BCI. So we have a real tough stretch. I mean, we followed up the BCI game on Sunday with a game at CM. So, yeah, we got a tough stretch of games coming up, and, you know, our focus right now is on Zverian.
Well, Coach, final question here is, what's the midterm report card for you with respect to your team? How do you rate your team at the moment?
Like I told them when we got on the bus and went down to Hingham, our goal is to get better every time we step on the ice. And ultimately our goal is to be great, but right now we're just kind of working towards that. So, one day at a time.
Okay. Christian, thank you so much for taking the time once again today. Good luck on Wednesday and on Sunday, and we'll talk again soon. And again, thank you so much for doing this for us. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
Bye.
That is Christian Hansen, who is the St. John's Prep High School hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.